The Upjohn Company has a serious problem in North Haven, Connecticut. Our company operates a chemical plant in that town. It's our company. I own 2 shares. The waste from this plant goes into our air and our water. The odors are so offensive at times that residents have to go inside and close their windows and doors. Sometimes on summer nights, residents are aroused from their sleep from the fumes. The residents have been asking the local Upjohn plant for help for 9 years. For the past few years, the residents have become more increasingly aware of the dangers and have asked the company to disclose the chemicals that they are putting into the air. For more than 9 years, Upjohn has refused to cooperate, either by stopping the odors or by revealing what they're putting into the air and exposing us to. Are you bored? I've got another page. Okay. The plant releases gases for more than 100 stocks and stacks and vents. Depending on how the wind is blowing, one part of the community or another is filled with noxious fumes. The company uses open-air settling lagoons to treat its waste. Waste odors pollute our neighborhood, and potentially dangerous chemicals evaporate into these treatment lagoons before the wastewater ever reaches the river. 45 physicians who are professors at the Yale Medical School have already expressed their concerns about the health hazards. These concerns were expressed in a letter to the New York Times and sent to the board of directors. A company that exposes health hazards on a community without being forthcoming about what the nature of those hazards are is not serving its stockholders well. The company is not being financially responsible, and what is happening in North Haven can leave the company open to massive lawsuits. The seriousness of the situation has been getting much media coverage. The leading newspapers in the general area, such as the Providence, well, I won't do that. The adverse publicity has real possibilities of causing consumers to doubt Upjohn's name. The corporate name could be forever damaged. Our board of directors should appoint a committee to look into the seriousness of this. A company that puts cancer-causing dichlorobenzodiene into the water and cancer-causing benzene into the air of a community and at the same time withholds all the information of what it's emitting cannot be taken seriously in the health field. How can the Upjohn Company expect to sell its pharmaceuticals to a trusting public when its chemical division is acting in a secret and arbitrary way? If our left hand is appearing to make people sick, how can we expect people to trust our right hand to make them well? Upjohn's secretive and arbitrary dealings are self-destructive and must come to an end. The company can only prosper by investing sound policy into its chemical division. I'll just go to the end. The Upjohn Company should be a leader in its health responsibilities and not lay itself open to the image of a company resisting legitimate inquiry. We must turn our policies around before it's too late, and we must turn our attention to what is really going on in North Haven, Connecticut.